Wall Street and the financial markets yesterday reacted to reports that Iraqi generals were considering plans to surrender to the United States even before the war started. The story was quickly denied by the State Department, but the rumor was enough to incite a rally that sent a beleaguered stock market sharply higher, NPR's Jim Ciroli reports.
Stock prices have been slipping backward for weeks as concern about the war and rising oil prices has intensified. But yesterday, all of that seemed to be forgotten for a while. Stock prices had their best day of the year. By the end of the day, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 3.6%, and the Nasdaq Stock Exchange rose 4.8%. Andrew Brooks, vice president at T. Rowe Price, said this was probably little more than the kind of rebound that always follows long declines in the market.
We're really probably oversold. You know, the market's been in a downward trend here for a good solid month, and we went from, 8,800 on the Dow, it seems to me, down to close to 7,000. So it shouldn't be too surprising that we're getting a snapback.
Some stocks that have fallen particularly far in recent weeks, such as Intel and AIG, were among those that enjoyed the biggest rebound yesterday. But the markets may also have benefited from the reports about a possible surrender by some Iraqi generals. Prices have been unusually susceptible to rumor in recent weeks as talk of war has continued. On Tuesday, Brooks says the market soared after a report that Osama bin Laden had been captured.
Frankly, I'm not sure there's ever been a period, at least in my career, where rumors have so dominated the market. And whether it's a rumor about what's happening with Iraq or North Korea or, you know, a terrorist act, we're really being held hostage by the rumor mills.
Prices surged yesterday despite more disappointing news about the economy. A report said retail sales fell 1.6% last month, the worst showing in 15 months. Still, investors shrugged off the report and the market rallied. Jim Ciroli, NPR News, New York.